Hunter at Sunrise, 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio, and HunterAtSunrise.com.
And it is Hunter at Sunrise, acoustic, eclectic music for your Sunday morning. We're streaming live at HunterAtSunrise.com, WHRV.org, and AltRadio.org. We're on your digital radio at 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio. And you know we like to do acoustic sessions on this show, especially those brought to you with support from Bankers Title, handling your commercial and residential closings. You can call Carol Butler at 409-7614, Bankers Title, Integrity, Security, and Excellence. And also with support from Christine Wern and the Chrism Institute of Aesthetics, making passion for skincare a profession. For more information about that, just go to our ad at hunter@sunrise.com. And joining me here in the studio once again, and it's great to have him back, Rob Oliver. Rob, how are you this morning?
I am great, sir. How are you?
I'm good. And I'm very excited for you because you're getting ready to put out a brand new record, full-length record. I know this has been a dream of yours for a while, and it's great to see.
Yeah, thank you so much, man.
What would you like to play for us first before we get to talking here?
Well, we're going to play track one from the record, which is also the first song that I wrote for the record. It's called On the Same Page.
Okay, here's Rob Oliver here on Hunter at Sunrise.
Options, how are we gonna choose? Is it wasted if it's time we can't lose? People bouncing around all over the place. I could be sitting in my room, could be running for the stage. Before we get it started, let's get on the same page. A Siamese cat, people changing up their minds every day. I could be sitting in my room, could be running for the stage. Before we get it started, let's get on the same page. Try to compromise and bend all the rules. There comes a point when you just gotta do you. People thinking they can get their own way. I could be sitting in my room, you could be running for the stage. Before we get it started, let's get on the same page. Hearing everything between this and that, they're making noise like a Siamese cat. People changing up their minds every day. I could be sitting in my room, you could be running for the stage. Before we get it started, let's get on the same page. Thank you.
Yeah. Rob Oliver here on Hunter at Sunrise. And why don't you introduce this special guest of yours? I don't think we've ever seen him before. Why don't you introduce your special guest on guitar there, Rob?
Well, contrary to to popular belief locally, Anthony Rosano, but it's Dirk Bogarde is actually.
Well, it's Dirk Bogarde. I'm actually related.
Yeah, you're a distant cousin.
Cousin, right.
Distant cousin of Anthony Rosano's.
Yeah, so I needed, I wanted someone to come in this morning so I can, focus on playing a little harmonica. And I went through my list, a long list of guitar players, and I got way down to the bottom because everybody was busy. And I'm like, well, who the hell is Dirk Bogarde? And I'm like, well, let me hit him up and see if he can come in from England.
I was happy to do it. It's been a real gas. learning these songs.
You just flew in this morning, or
just flew in this morning, literally.
Yeah,
literally,
and he just had some bangers and mash on the way here.
Rob,
I've got my tea here. We're good.
It's great to have you back. And
thank you.
Let's tell everyone the name of this record that's getting ready to come out, Highs and Lows and Blues.
Yes, sir.
How many tracks on the record?
There are 12 original songs on this album.
And you're going to have a CD release party for it, right?
Yeah, I bounce around a lot of ideas of what I was going to do and have it in different places. And I tell you, I love the place that I recorded it so much. I spent a year there with Joe Talley. Mm-hmm. And Sonoqual Studios in Portsmouth, and we just decided, yeah, such a cool place. So we're like, well, why not do it there,
Yeah.
So on Saturday, February 15th, which is the official release date, we're going to have a listening party there.
Mm-hmm. Now, you have the physical album in your hands because we got a picture of it right there.
I do.
They're on sale now, right?
They are, yeah. I've been selling some at some shows, so, I had to... got the CDs early, so why not go ahead and sell them? But so officially, yeah, it'll be out the 15th. It'll be online and iTunes and Amazon and all that stuff on the 15th.
Mm-hmm. You're excited, I can tell, right?
I'm very excited. It was a long, it takes a long time to make a record and write. And, from starting, like that song I just played, I wrote that song like 3 years ago probably.
Right.
And from writing it in your bedroom to having it recorded to a CD... it was like 3 years later, and it takes time.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very fulfilling when it's done.
Are there other players on this particular record, or is it just you?
I love the way that it worked out. There's 12 songs, and including me, there's 12 different people. And
oh, wow.
If I can name them all, Anthony's on a song.
Mm-hmm.
We got Anthony, Jason Cale, Rick Anthony, Carl Olson, Patrick Dermody. I'm going to forget people. Chris Bridge plays some bass. Ben Lasseter's on there.
Oh, wow.
I got some Pamela Jo Swart, Holly Kirsten, Jennifer Gamble. That might. And then, you know what I'm really the most proud of? I'm really just honored, man, is that Dave Hufstetler played bass.
Oh, wow.
On two tracks on the album. And, we all know and love Dave. So that I'm really just, it's real special to me that he was able to be on it. I mean, he was even... that when he came in the studio, he was already going through what he was going through, and so I'm just honored I'm not entirely sure. It might be the last recording that he's on, possibly.
Wow.
Because I know so I'm just really honored to have Dave on.
Wow. We're talking with Rob Oliver here on Hunter at Sunrise, and are you going to have Dirk with you at the CD release party? And,
I think he's gigging at Wembley.
Oh, he is?
Right, yeah, I've got a Wembley Stadium show that night. A little place called Wembley Stadium. Yeah.
A little place called Wembley Stadium.
Well, not gigging. He actually works.
He works
the bangers and mash stand.
No, actually, I'm the person that goes out and you fold up the chairs. Yeah. The chairs when you're having a seating.
I thought you
concert,
got fired
man.
From that for incompetence.
I didn't. No, I got fired because I bashed a chair over somebody who's noggin.
Oh, yeah. For incontinence.
Incontinence. I got fired for incontinence. I couldn't keep my piss to myself.
Yeah. Okay, well, Rob, would you like to do another song for us here?
I would like to do another song. And
we're going to retune for this one.
Do you need to be tuned for
that? No, we're going to retune for it? Or
yeah,
what?
You're going to tune? Yeah, I'm already in tune.
Are you already in tune? Did that while you were talking? Yeah. I was trying to be quiet because I... Yeah, I'll retune. I got
you. You're good, okay. A It's some kind of weird English tuning.
Yeah. It's called the Keef. It's called the Keef.
So I didn't really do this on purpose, but this is now, we played track one. This is now track number two from the album. This is called Think for Yourself.
Here's Rob Oliver here on Hunter at Sunrise.
One, two, feeling blue, need to get my arms around you. Three, four, you lock the door. Five, six, swinging a miss, when am I gonna get my fix? Seven, eight, much too late. Ooh. Think for yourself instead of me. I've let you down so frequently. Nine, ten, try it again. When are you gonna let me in? The countdown has reached the end. Oh no, there you go. Puff and puff and begin to blow. Straw house in a tornado. Instead of me, I've let you down so frequently. It's not me. I have tried to always be the one that you need. Time has shown the truth to be, it's not me. Instead of me, I've let you down so frequently. Think for yourself instead of me. I've let you down so frequently.
Hunter at Sunrise, here with Rob Oliver and Dirk Bogart. It is Dirk Bogart, right? Is that the name? I've got it right.
Right, it's Dirk Bogart. It's right. You got it right.
Well, good. Thank you. Thank you. So, Rob, you got some other things going on, too, right? Some other gigs instead. Well, you've had a lot here this weekend, I know, building up to this day.
Yeah, I've had some good stuff going on. I'm trying to. I do a lot of solo stuff, which I love doing, and I get to play with some different friends or some different people. But I'm really excited about trying to ramp up and do some more full band shows this year. Mm-hmm. I got to do a few last year, and already this year, I'm already got more booked this year than I did last year, and we're only in February. So
who is in your band?
Well, it's kind of some different people that end up doing it, but I love having, like, I just did a gig on Friday, and I had David Mills on bass.
Oh, yeah.
And then my buddy Patrick Dermody, who played drums on my album, and I just, he's a younger guy, but man, he's one of my favorite drummers, and he's amazing. So, so luckily, I've been able to get those guys for some different things.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah, and that's Rob Oliver and the Attractors.
Rob Oliver and the Attractors.
Yes.
So you're going to be selling this record, obviously, at your gigs, but you mentioned some other places that you can get it as well.
Yeah, pretty much everywhere online, even places I've never heard of. You go through these services, and they put it everywhere. So, you know, the big ones, Amazon, iTunes, Apple Music, all that stuff, and some things I don't know, like Deezer, stuff like this. I don't
know. Deezer? Sounds like Geezer.
Yeah. I think, yeah, Dirk over there, he knows all
sounds
this
like,
stuff.
Sounds
he knows
like
all
Deezer.
Of those services.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's streaming everywhere in the world.
Yeah, yeah. So I'll plug some shows. I'm playing this Thursday. I'm playing at the Vanguard, just solo acoustic, and then Friday I'll be at Brown Chicken, Brown Cow, and that will be with the full band.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So I knew there were some other things that were coming up as well.
Yeah.
And the name of the record, again, is Highs and Lows and Blues. It's a very catchy name for the album. What made you decide to call it that?
Yeah, well, I just thought, you know, it's like it's the ups and downs of life, and then it's a blues record. So it just made sense to me. It's the ups and downs. And I mean, because blues is not, you know, blues is not always sad. I think people who don't know the blues, I mean, that song I just played, that's, I don't know if I'd call that, I don't know, it's a 1-4-5. Whatever. If you want to get traditional.
You can call it whatever you want, mate.
That's
it's
right,
your song.
Man. Yeah, yeah. But that song has a happy feel to it to me, but the words are kind of dark, you know, so it's a mixture. But anyway.
Dirk, did anyone ever tell you you look like Rob Zombie?
I've heard it before. actually.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I've actually heard somebody tell Rob Zombie that he looks like Dirk Bogarde.
Really?
Well, right, you know, it's crazy. And they both, all three of us look like Anthony Rosano.
Which is very unfortunate.
Which is very unfortunate, yeah. It's very unfortunate.
what would you like to play for us now?
This last one is The People I Love. And this,
it's
so cool to play this because Anthony, you know, this is the one, the track that Anthony's on in the studio. And we've never performed this together.
We've never performed
even on the record.
You didn't perform it together on the record?
We had never. Well, that's the way the magic of recording.
Yeah.
I mean, I did my parts, and then Anthony came in, and after a very long and trying session, we got Anthony's parts down.
Basically, I had to have them rework the entire song.
Yeah.
Rework the entire song. It's a great song, but I've got some ideas. We can make it better. That's all.
And you came in and you said, this song is all wrong.
This song is all wrong. You're not conveying the feelings I would like to convey.
Yeah.
No. I mean, it's a great song. It's a great song. I heard it. When I first heard it, I said, I heard the song, and I really did enjoy it. I thought it was a great song, and I was very, very happy to be part of it. Why is that so funny? I'm being completely serious.
I know.
I'm being completely serious.
I know. That's what's so crazy about it. But anyway, Rob Oliver here on Unearthed Sunrise.
Hey, don't give your love away. Hey, don't give your love away. You know, folks come around here, try to tell you what you need. Say you gotta have some kind of backup plan if you wanna live the life you lead. But I say, hey, don't give your love away. People I love, they take care of me. People I love, they give me room to breathe. People I love, they take care of me. People I love, they help when I'm in need. Help when I'm in need. Hey,
throw your life away. Hey, don't throw your life away. You know those same people who think they know the best version to you and me are the same ones always stuck inside, never seem to break free. So I say, hey, don't throw your life away. People I love, they're taking care of me. People I love, they give me room to breathe. People I love, they're taking care of me. People I love, they help when I'm in need.
Clearly, I mean, it's not even you could get it now on Spotify as well, right?
Yeah,
it's already out on Spotify and iTunes and all that good stuff. Yeah.
It is a great song.
Clearly, it really is.
Thank you. So
the first time I listened to it, I loved it. I played it on the show. You know that, right?
I appreciate that. Thank you so much, man.
Rob Oliver here on Hunter at Sunrise. Thanks so much for doing this. And Dirk, thank you for coming down here on your Sunday.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. I appreciate you having the hospitality.
And jetting in from London and everything. I know that was a grueling flight, I'm sure.
It was like 6 hours. You know, you can't smoke on a plane anymore.
Yeah?
You're not allowed to do that anymore.
No.
Yeah, I remember we used to do that. We used to smoke on a plane. And we used to also do lots of other illicit substances on the plane as well. You can't do any of those things anymore because of this TSA thing.
This must be an interesting airline you've been using there, Dirk.
I don't know how you got into America, but we snuck you in. I don't know how you got in here.
You know, it's part of being, this is, aren't you the man who folds the chairs at Wembley Stadium?
She's the man who got fired for
his incontinence problem.
The thing is, you when you get fired for amazing things and you get a name for yourself, and
it's true. I'm like the Gigi Allen of chair folding.
Well, Dirk, now that we've heard you, you're welcome to come back some other time. You know,
thank you.
We want to give new artists a chance.
It's amazing. It's like deja
Hunter,
vu.
I wouldn't recommend that. That's dangerous. I wouldn't. We'll talk after.
Okay. Rob, of course, you're always welcome, and I really wish you the best with this new record, Highs and Lows and Blues.
Thank you so much.
And people can get it just about anywhere you can possibly get a record, I guess, now, when it's released next Saturday. So.
Sam Goody got it.
Yes, sir. Yeah, check out my website, Rob Oliver. Music.com.
There you go. Okay, Rob Oliver here on Hunter at Sunrise.